What does the eye of a Japanese-Mexican artist from California look like? Artist Shizu Saldamando depicts intimate moments, sometimes using a pen, sometimes on wood or cloth, to draw portraits of her friends who are out dancing or relaxing in organic Asian Latino spaces. She talks now about her work.
Born and raised, I was born in San Francisco General, and I lived there until I was 18 when I got into UCLA and moved down to LA. The Mission is so much more urban in terms of cultural influence, I think, like, than my experience in LA. It's changed a lot. Growing up in the 90s when I went to high school, it was a little bit, it was difficult. It was an inner city. There was a lot of gang violence. It was awesome, too, because it was very diverse in a lot of ways. I think in Los Angeles, we take for granted that everybody is somehow this one Chicano or Mexican-American identity if you're Latino. And in the Mission, there was such a huge Central American population there. It was really easy to interact with different cultures and different backgrounds just by taking the bus in the morning. My dad was born and raised in Nogales, Arizona, and my mother was born in Chicago right after the Japanese-American internment camps. So her family left Roar, Arkansas, where the camp was, and had to move to the Midwest. My dad was actually a pro bono lawyer for Catholic Charities during the 80s, during all the Central American wars that were happening. My mom was a community organizer. She organized around nuclear disarmament in the 80s. People always want to know how my parents met. Like, it's somehow strange that a Mexican-American and a Japanese-American would come together. For them, in their own personal relationship, they've come together out of this really huge commitment to social justice and political activism. I think I've always gravitated towards drawing as a first thing. Maybe it's going to work with my mom when I was little and drawing in a corner. So it's always been sort of the immediacy of pen or pencil to paper. My work tries to find the ways in which everyday living is somehow revolutionary or somehow politically radical. Moving to LA, attending UCLA, was a crazy culture shock. Having to relate to a completely different set of friends. It was also, to me, just a really great time. Being in college and having this luxury of having pools and gyms and cafeterias to eat at, it was really amazing. At the same time, it was a little bit difficult relating to people. Because there wasn't a lot of diversity within the art programs, and there usually isn't. All my work is based off photos that I take, pretty much. I kind of take a lot of time and meticulously render the person that's depicted in the photo. As I guess it becomes like an homage piece. A photo is just so easy to take and consume, and painting or drawing is somehow a little bit less exploitative. I depict a lot of my friends, close friends that I hang out with, that I party with. A lot of the time, going to clubs is an excuse for me to bring my camera and get some work done. Just kind of documenting what the vibe was like and what my friends were doing and how comfortable we felt within this context, or kind of showing how people can create your own scene and your own subculture. Being a biracial, I guess for lack of a better term, artist, I get asked a lot about this tension or how is my work influenced by these two binary cultures or two opposing cultures that are so different from each other. And that's sort of like the question, that the cliche question I'm always asked. And that's, you know, it's a fair question. I just wish it was asked across the board to everybody equally. Everybody's life and background make up their work. It's just minority artists are sort of seen as that's all their work is about. And it just becomes a little bit flattening in a way. Like, so the artwork doesn't get read in very complex ways. My boyfriend was like, well, that's a good question. I would want to know. And I was like, yeah, but he's from Hawaii and he makes motorcycles. So I'm like, well, do people ask you, how does your motorcycle building, how is that influenced by being from Hawaii? Do you make a poo-poo platter before you start the build, or do you do a hula dance during your welding? Like, that's the analogy I have to explain to people, how ridiculous sometimes it is. They feel like I have a story to tell. It's kind of a very, like, narcissistic thing when you think about it, how lucky I am that I would create something and someone might want to see it and put it up and talk about it. I feel really lucky that I'm able to do that.